friends. Welcome to our lifestyle podcast, Friends with a Twist. I'm Kenzie. I'm exploring this ethically non-monogamous lifestyle with my husband, Gary.
I'm Madison, and I've been having swinging fun with my husband, Barry, for 10 plus years.
We are best friends, but we also have a twist.
We like finding friends who are sexually confident and free, just like us.
Join us as we discuss and share stories, tips, and husbands.
This podcast will contain sexually explicit material. If you are under 18, we are not the friends for you. Find a new podcast.
Hey, friends. Welcome to episode 44 of Friends with a Twist podcast. I am one co-host, Kenzie, and I am joined by my amazing partner in crime, Miss Madison. Say hello to the friends.
Hello, listeners. This is Madison.
If you enjoy what you hear this episode, please leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to podcasts. If you've been listening for a while and you've already done that, thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yeah, and if you want to support us another way, you can always visit our buymeacoffee.com. That's another way to support this amazing podcast. If you just search FWAT podcast, you can buy us a coffee or a drink or a fireball, whatever the case may be. Any funds we receive from Buy Me a Coffee goes towards funding this podcast, making it happen, being there for you guys. So we will have links to all this in the show notes.
Thanks. So without further ado, what is on tap for this episode? We are going to get this party started with our chick chat and give you guys an update about what's been going on with each of us. Tonight's Life in the Lifestyle segment will focus on some of the hard truths associated with participating in the lifestyle. We know that it's not always roses and sunshine. We're going to delve into some of the things you might want to kind of watch out for or be aware of, some pitfalls. You know, shit's going to happen. How do you prepare for it?
Yes, but we promise to bring the sexy back because we are going to wrap this episode up with our Going Deep segment. And this episode, it's going to be a sexy hot wife story from Kenzie. I don't know if I even know the details. I'm just reading the show notes here. I can't wait to hear about this one. Stay tuned. Okay, thank you, Gary Barry, for pouring us our fireball shots. Cheers. Let's get this going. Woo. I don't know. The temperature of it tonight is making me shiver.
It's rough. it's hard times here in Flatland tonight. Okay. Chick chat. What's new with us? Madison, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll go first, then you go, and then we have some plans together upcoming, in the future.
Perfect.
And some more details. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, let me get things going. I might not sound super sexy, or maybe I do. Maybe my voice sounds raspy. Yeah. I'm a little stuffed up and losing my voice a little bit. But Barry and I just got back from a trip. We traveled out of state to actually go get some sexy photos done and just have a random fun time together.
Yay.
So yeah, we stepped away. We got these sexy photos taken. I don't have all of the images back yet because we literally just got back today, the day we're recording. But that is, I don't know, something that was just fun to do. It was super spontaneous. Barry doesn't usually get the ability to take off of work a lot. So we took some weekdays off and we traveled together and just had a spontaneous, fun, sexy time there.
Ooh.
And while we were there, we had this amazing house. It had a little hot tub outside and Barry and I, this will make sense in a little bit once I tell the next part, but we had some good sexy time together because we have not had sexy time together for the past 3 weeks.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow. Ouch.
Yeah, I know. I'll explain
there's
in a
reason. Yep. Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. We got a little hot and heavy out in the hot tub area.
Okay.
Don't you love like when you're kissing somebody, whether it's your partner or somebody else, and you just kind of linger like half a second longer or a second longer, like with the lips touching. Yeah, I started that and then the kisses got longer. And then the next thing you know, my signature move, I was straddling Barry in the hot tub, like grinding on him. And yeah, we had a fucking amazing time together.
All right.
So I guess I'll explain the reason we haven't had sex in the past 3 weeks prior to this trip was that I got my boobs redone. So I got some upgrades to the chest, to the chesticles. No, that sounded weird. The tits are redone. So it was just something not necessary, just something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited because now my boobs look better when I'm naked. Okay. I don't think they look super different, like in clothes or in a bra. Maybe okay. they do. But I just feel a lot better naked now, which good. Is amazing. Okay. And they feel natural, so I'm not as self-conscious. I mm-hmm. mean, most people, I think, have heard me say that I have fake boobs. And in the past, just the style that I had was a little, I don't know, firm and just not mm-hmm. super natural. So now they're more natural. They move all over the place. Oh. You can squeeze them and shake them and all of that's good stuff. So I'm excited. They're a little bit bigger and I did it for me, like yeah. no, absolutely no other reason. I just wanted to feel better and feel more confident. So I'm excited about that.
Excellent. Do you have any advice for somebody who might be considering getting the girls done, maybe for the first time? Like, because you had one
yes.
substance and then another.
It was just a replacement. Yes. Or
like, yeah.
Yeah. We'll do some research, talk to people who have had it done before. The person that I chose this time to do it had just recently done three other people that I know very well.
Ah, perfect.
So I knew it was a reputable source, like surgeon I was going to. Yeah. And there's new materials out there now. It's not just plain saline, plain silicone. I got this gummy bear stuff. It's real fun out there now.
Is that seriously what they call it?
Seriously, yeah. So I got gummy bears. That's why they feel so natural.
Okay.
And yeah, go to your consultation, ask all the questions.
Yeah.
You can ask me too if you want to. And one of the fun parts, kind of, I think, after surgery is typically that you need to massage them several times a day. So my doctor's like, you need to massage them in like a clockwise motion 5 times a day for 5 minutes. Ooh. I was like, oh my God, that's a lot.
Yeah, wow.
So yeah, if you have a partner who wants to touch your boobs, they literally have to do it medically to help them settle and drop.
Science.
And yeah. You helped me with that.
I mean, yeah. A partner, a best friend, like a weirdo podcaster who wants to help you proceed with your life. Yes.
Yeah, we hung out a week ago, and after we were drinking all night and singing karaoke like assholes, we came back to mine and Barry's house and took my top off to show them to you, and I was like, I guess they were a little sore or something. I don't know. I just said, they have to be massaged. And you're like, I will do it. So we're just standing there. The guys are sitting at our bar and you and me are just standing there like, I probably eyes half closed, just like swaying together as you're just massaging my boobs. It was super like, it felt amazing, kind of sensual. But like, we didn't take it to a sexual level that night. No. I think we were way too intoxicated to have a good time. But
yeah, probably, yeah.
Did they feel good to you? Did they feel natural?
No, great. Yeah.
Thank God. All right. Yeah. Good.
I was afraid, like, I didn't want to hurt you, though, like, because I don't really know what I'm doing. But yeah, no, but they felt great. I just didn't want to, like, I was getting concerned that I didn't want to apply too much pressure.
Yeah.
And cause any problems.
No, I'm squeezing them right now. You can be pretty rough. Not super rough yet,
well,
but
yeah.
We're getting there. So I'm excited to take them out on the road and
show them the world.
Give them a spin. I just want to be naked everywhere and be like, look, they look real. So
excellent.
That's kind of been what's up with Barry and I lately. A lot of just our own personal stuff and not a lot of playtime.
Yeah.
But we are getting there. It will be coming in the near future.
Got shit lined up.
So how about you? You and Gary.
Yeah. So I got a lot of nothing happening as well. Not really anything very like sexy or lifestyle related. I'm going to say one thing, not very sexy, very briefly, just to illustrate another point. So I recently had a death in the family. And the reason I even bring it up is just to say how amazing our twisty, sexy friends are. Obviously, we're friends with a twist. We talk about how we enjoy having friends who we can also be sexy with, but our twisty friends have just been amazing through this really difficult time in life. Obviously, you and Barry are included in that. You guys have been amazing and helping support me. We also had twisty friends, like they've sent flowers, they've sent sympathy cards. We had one friend, I asked her to stop by and like check the mail because we were out of town and like just like silly things like that. So for anybody who ever runs into someone who thinks that swingers are just like perverted, dirty sex fiends, like fuck you. Just
some of them are, but
no, they're out there. But I think if you are fortunate enough to kind of build this friend group like we have over the years, like it takes time, But I just kind of a general shout out to anybody who's listening. You all know who you are. I really appreciate all that support and love and good vibes and all that kind of stuff. So that's kind of what's been going on with me. And yeah, not super fun and sexy, but I just felt like that was worthy of mentioning that, you know, your support group can come in all shapes and sizes. So anyway,
we love you.
Thank you for all that. But to bring this party back up, we are going to Nashville.
Sorry if you're deaf now. Yes, Nashville, New Year's Eve. We're excited.
Yes. We are starting to solidify a few plans. I think we'll definitely be out bar hopping along Broadway at least one night.
Yes.
And then we have plans to go to a lifestyle club, the Red Room. Mm-hmm. On Saturday night, yes. The 30th of December. I don't know how much space, if any, is still available. I think a couple people had reached out to say that they might be there. So definitely looking forward to just checking out a new club, period, and also the opportunity to maybe meet some listeners, connect with new people. So if you plan to be there that evening, please reach out and let us know. We would love to say hello while we're there.
Absolutely. And I've had a few people reach out asking for like recommendations on where to stay or things about the club. And I'm like, literally, this is our first time. So we don't have advice yet.
Yes.
But we will have advice after New Year's Eve. Stay tuned to the new year. But I'm excited. We're going to be going down with some other sexy swinger friends for the days that we're down there. Some that I know. You don't, I think, know some of the couples that we're going with.
It's you and Barry.
Yeah, we're
going
to make new friends and stay in a house with them and be sexy swinger friends, and we'll see what happens.
I feel like it's a reality TV episode waiting to happen. But like in a very good way. I'm not anticipating anything negative at all.
Oh, God, no. No.
But yeah, I mean, and this Airbnb that we're staying at looks amazing. No idea where it is, but the pictures looked fabulous. So it's going to be, I think it's going to just going to be a great, great time.
Yeah, I think there's a stripper pole. Yeah. So we'll see what happens after a bottle or two of Fireball.
Yep.
We'll have some fun photos for you guys, promise. Yeah, lots of good stuff coming up in general. But if you're going to be down in the Nashville area over New Year's, or if you live there and you want to like bar hop with us on Broadway or meet us out for dinner or drinks at any point over the New Year's weekend, let us know. Please reach out.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to it.
Woohoo!
All right. We are going to take just a very brief break, refill drinks and shots and things, and we will be back for our Life and the Lifestyle segment to give you the hard truths about swinging.
Ooh. All right, we're back. Life and the Lifestyle. As we mentioned earlier in the episode, this segment, it's not always a sexual topic.
Right.
And today, it's going to be a mix of good, the bad, the ugly of swinging. So, as we all know, being in the lifestyle, the swinger lifestyle offers so many benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Sexual times, meeting good friends, all the good stuff.
Yeah.
But, unfortunately, it's not always roses and sunshine. There are things, not always terribly bad things, but things you might not consider: financial aspects, unsafe things, diseases, awkward situations, jealousy, all that shit stuff. So we're going to delve into a few of those topics, kind of the dark side of the lifestyle, maybe the hard truths, and share some experiences we've had with all of those topics because we have been in this for what are we at now? I don't know, over 12 years.
A long time.
Individually, each of us.
Yeah, yeah, basically.
And we've kind of been through a lot of shit. We haven't been through it all, but we've been through ups
and
downs. Right.
Yeah, I'm laughing because it's true. Yes, you're right. We have been through a lot of shit.
It's a roller coaster. We try to share a lot of our good, positive, sexy stories.
Yeah.
But along with all those good times, we have some things that we've had to work through over the years.
Of course.
With friends, with our partners, with everything.
All
so
of
let's delve into some of those, I don't know, hard truths, so we say, of the lifestyle.
All right. In no particular order, but first, awkward situations. You're gonna have some awkward situations. I guarantee it.
Like what?
All of it.
All of it. Just everything.
So, all right. So maybe something like fairly non-threatening. Mm-hmm. But let's say that you finally build the courage to go to a lifestyle event. And like, there you are in this sea of swingers, your first time, and just you're like, no idea what the fuck's going on. and this couple that's maybe significantly older than you, or you immediately know you're not attracted to, or they both have bad breath. I don't know. Like, pick your poison. It could be any number of things. Uh-huh. This couple comes over and starts talking to you, and you know damn well that you are not interested in pursuing anything with them, let alone like conversation, let alone anything physical. Like, you just know it's not a good match. And these people are just talking to you, which is very nice, but maybe you're not interested in talking to them.
Yes.
So now you find yourself having to extricate yourself from
an awkward situation.
This awkward situation. So that can happen. Certainly doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with these people. It doesn't make them bad people. Mm-hmm. They just aren't your cup of tea. And you will certainly encounter that in the lifestyle time and time again.
So how the fuck do you get out of it? Mm-hmm. How do you exit stage right respectfully? Mm-hmm. Do you have techniques you use?
Yes, I guess I do. So I think it's important to have some sort of cue to signal your partner mm-hmm. that you are not interested in this situation. Whether you have a safe word, if you have some sort of magical look that you can give your partner.
Touch.
I pinch Gary.
Touch,
he loves that. But yeah, like some sort of physical, like nonchalant something that you can do to,
you know, signal. Yeah, to let your partner know, yeah. like you don't want to take this further. Mm-hmm. I've also, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, but no,
what
no.
I've also done is like excuse myself to the bathroom and then I send a text message to mm-hmm. Barry.
Yeah.
That's something too.
Yep. So I think part of getting out of the awkward situation is letting your partner know, like, abort. But then also, in the spirit of congeniality, yes, I think you excuse yourselves to the restroom, or you suddenly need to get a new drink, or you suddenly see somebody else that you know that you need to say hello to, or there's, I think, probably a number of different things that you can do to very respectfully say, oh my gosh, thanks, it's been great chatting with you, I really need to go whatever right now. I need to say hello. I need to use the restroom. I need to get a drink. Like, in a perfect world, perhaps that couple will kind of take the subtle hint that that conversation mm-hmm. is now over.
Sometimes
that doesn't always happen. So yeah, again, just throwing that out there. But those would be some of my probably kind of go-to attempts to just gracefully exit.
I've even debated just being like, I just threw up in the bathroom. I gotta go. I don't know. Sometimes you got to be extreme. I've recently been thinking that. Sorry. Just going to throw that out there too.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, honestly, like if somebody really isn't taking the hint, short of just flat out telling them that you are not interested.
You could do that too.
Like you're going to have to do something like that. Which again, like, I mean, nobody, like there's no need to be rude to people. Like we all acknowledge that. But frankly, if people don't pick up the hint, like sometimes you got to get a little extreme.
Yeah. I can think of another awkward situation that we've actually encountered pretty recently, Barry and I, being at a lifestyle club and running into someone from work or someone from an extracurricular club or activity that you're a part of.
Right.
And like, oh, fuck, I know you from the vanilla world. We've never talked about this before. Mm-hmm. And like, what do you do when you make eye contact?
Yeah.
Or you purposely, well, what we did was try to not make eye contact and just let it go.
Yeah.
That can happen.
Yep. It does. It does. Yeah. I've had that too. Yeah. I was at a club and ran into somebody that I knew from my gym. Mm. And like, yeah, had never had that type of conversation at the gym in the mornings. And yeah, I mean, thankfully, as it stands right now, like she and I have never spoken of it.
That might be best.
Just pretended it never mm-hmm. happened kind of thing, which is probably best case scenario. But yeah, and I mean, I know there's kind of different opinions on this because I think at face value, the idea is, well, if I'm there, so are they. So like it feels like sort of this level playing field. But there's always a but. I think two things. One is that some people are much more open about being in the lifestyle than others are. Mm-hmm. So even though, yes, you're both there, one party maybe doesn't care about people knowing that they were at this event or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And then the other dynamic I think that you can run into, depending who it is, would be whatever. If I'm your fucking supervisor and you're my employee we both show up at this event, like that's a totally different fucking show than like we both live on the same street and show up at an event. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So yes, I understand the, well, I'm there and you're there argument, which a lot of people love to tell me and Gary about. And
yes,
like,
yes,
I know that's a thing, but there's also this other side that like there can be different kind of like, I don't know, I hate to call it like a power dynamic, but I guess that's kind of what it is. You know what I mean? But there's other situations that can be at play other than just like, yes, we're both at this event. Just going to put that out there. Okay, so wrapping up the awkward situations.
Yeah, let's move on to unsafe.
Even better.
Unsafe situations, or maybe like unsafe / sketchy situations.
Yeah, that's fair.
Right off the bat, I think we can all, I hope some listeners can recall us saying that a lot of the lifestyle clubs we've been to are in these sketchy as fuck parts of town, or they're in like these strip malls or behind other businesses, like through a secret gate. Like they're not, well, because we're not out in the open, it's not like it's publicly displayed in a classy building for the most part.
Sure.
Like, lifestyle, the lifestyle in general is kind of underground. Well, it's becoming more mainstream. But all the clubs.
We're working on it, but yeah.
Clubs can sometimes be in sketchy areas. I remember you and Gary have been to Saints and Sinners in AC. Yeah. Barry and I have never been there, but I just remember you talking about, did you walk there?
Yeah.
And you did not feel safe, right?
Did we? We might have Ubered there, but walked home. Something fucking stupid. But anyway. And again, like, whatever. This is going to sound how it sounds to people. So I'm sorry if it sounds fucked up. But yeah, we Ubered there. But you know, when you get to 1-2 in the morning, can you rely on an Uber to come pick your damn ass up? So our hotel really was only, I don't know, a couple few blocks away. Like it wasn't unwalkable to begin with. But when you then add in the layer of, oh, it's now 2 in the morning. I don't know. I guess I put my flip-flops on to walk home.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh my God.
But like just like probably not the smartest decision. You know what I mean? Like we're both at least slightly inebriated. You know, it's late at night. You're walking around in a strange town. Mm-hmm. Like we didn't have any defenses really except our wits and muscles. And yeah, I mean, it's probably just not the fucking smartest decision we've ever made, but whatevs. So I don't know. I just remember that I had this like black kind of sweater thing on with the hood up because somehow I thought that was going to protect me. But if you're in the demographic that will recall the classic Disney Snow White, if you go YouTube, Google, whatever, the witch, and she had this black cape on and a hood up and she's like all hunched over.
You were that was to be
me. That was me. I wasn't trying to be her.
You thought that would protect
that's
you.
That's just who I fucking was, hobbling home from the club. My feet hurt from being in heels all night.
You just became it. You didn't plan to.
No, yeah. I was the witch from the Disney movie. And I think that helped us not get assaulted because people were like,
what the fuck is
going on with her? Like, yeah, I was all hunched over. It was not attractive at all. So I think it helped. You're welcome, Gary. But anyway, yes, I think that there's that. I mean, I know some of the clubs in kind of close-ish to us, like you're driving up these like dirt roads and like there's no fucking lights and there's no signs and you're just fucking going into the abyss to get to some of these clubs.
It's true.
If it's your first time, I think you just should be prepared to know that it's going to look like, what the fuck are we doing?
And maybe wait in your car until you see somebody else go in.
Somebody else sexy walking in and follow them.
But the other side of things that Barry and I have experienced is going to house parties.
Oh.
Where it's your first time meeting majority of the people who will be there.
Yeah.
We had this one encounter where I think we knew the host because they invited us and maybe one other couple, but there were at least a handful of other couples at this house party over an hour from our house.
Yeah.
And started off great, but at some point in the night, two of the men from other couples got in a physical like fist fight with each other. I don't really know what happened. Maybe it was some sort of jealousy thing or they were just too drunk. I really don't recall the details, but I don't know. That shit can happen. We were at another house party where I think, I don't know, there were drugs involved and things, and someone had, it came about and saying that they were calling the cops, and I was like, oh my God, like, all I literally did was drink here tonight. Like, I cannot be a part of this. Yeah. So we booked it real fucking quick. You just, when you're going to a brand new house party, you don't know what people are going to do. You don't have control over them in their own home.
Yeah.
And then just the safety side of things, like, it might be best to kind of watch your alcohol intake and be very aware of your surroundings.
Yeah, if you need to make a quick exit.
Yeah. Lots of good house party experiences, but we've had a handful of not so great ones. So sure. You never fucking know.
Yeah.
People are people.
No, it is. And that can kind of just even tie into that awkwardness that we mentioned. Like, if you don't know anybody and you're just sort of showing up and taking a chance, that can be awkward. If you get there and you find that you're not really clicking with anybody, and then, just obviously the whole safety level or safety issue as well. So
yeah, don't just get fucked up so you fit in. Don't do it.
Yeah, not good. No, please don't. Okay.
All right, moving on. Next fun, unsafe topic. oh gosh, what majority of people are worried about in the lifestyle.
Mm.
STDs, STIs.
Yeah.
As you should be.
Well, fair. Yeah.
They're far too fucking common, or they can be.
Mm.
I don't know. I think you need to, first of all, getting into the lifestyle, you need to be able to feel comfortable having those types of conversations or maybe asking about certain things ahead of playtime with others.
Yeah.
It's awkward to bring up.
It is, but you need to know that people that you're going to have your face in their vagina, like, that they're safe.
Well, yeah, we always say use condoms. Sure. Yes, they're great, but when you're doing soft swab,
it's only part of
oral
it.
Stuff. Yeah, you can get stuff in your throat, too. It doesn't really fucking matter if saliva and spit and secretions get rotated throughout the bodies. Condoms are fucking fabulous. But it's not the end-all be-all. It's a risk you take.
It is.
That's why we try to recommend getting tested regularly.
Right.
Or at least alternating with your own partner every couple of months. So you should be on the same page with your partner.
Right. And yes, the reality is that if you're in the game long enough, you're going to get the phone call or text message that says, oh, hey, you should go get tested. Mm-hmm. And like, while it sucks in the moment, I absolutely appreciate our friends letting us know that there could be an issue and let's address it.
Yeah.
And I mean, just to be like completely transparent about it, the example that Gary and I went through was gonorrhea. We do not have, nor did we have, gonorrhea, for what it's worth, but friends reached out because of their test results. We went and got tested. Everything was clear. We're all good to go. But I so appreciate that they took the time and had, I don't know, whatever, the maturity or the responsibility to just say it. Like, yeah, it's weird, but freaking let me know. So if there is an issue, I can take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, thankfully in this case, it was kind of like a non-issue, but yes, that it's out there. It's a possibility. Obviously, everyone is being as careful as they can, but yeah, definitely important to be tested regularly and to be taking as many precautions as you can along the way.
So going along with being tested regularly, it's not always the cheapest thing to do. There's plenty of options to do so at home. Testing, going to the lab, downloading scripts, just asking your doctor for tests. That takes me to the financial costs of swinging.
Yes.
Things can fucking add up. Mm-hmm. Like, swinging ain't always cheap.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we'll spend a ton of time on this point, but just to kind of rattle off some things that you're probably going to spend money on, and maybe you are or aren't thinking about these things, but if you're going to join various websites or apps, there are probably free versus paid memberships. So there's that. Obviously, the more sites or apps that you're on that you're paying for, that cost is going to add up. If you're going to have membership fees for different lifestyle clubs.
Yeah, because they all require you to be a member. And then you got to pay for the party.
Yep. So you got that moolah. If you're going to these events, you probably want to participate in the theme that they're having for these things that you're going to. So, hey, Amazon, you're having all sorts of shit shipped to your house for these different, you know, costumes and theme nights. So that can definitely add up.
And going along with going to these events, if you do not want to drive and you're trying to be safe, the Ubers, if you have children, getting the childcare, the paying the babysitters for all that shit.
Right. Hotel, if you're just going to, if you're like staying over somewhere, or like if it is a hotel takeover, you know, you might, that's like maybe two nights that you're staying. So that adds up. What else? You're probably going out to dinner and drinks a little more often if you're trying to have kind of like those like one-on-one or I guess technically two-on-two dates.
Yeah.
Like you might, you know, be incurring more costs that way.
And boob jobs, fuck. They're not the norm, I'm just saying.
Well, but. No, but that's part of it. I mean, definitely women have different types of procedures like tummy tucks or lifts or boobs or butts or Botox or, you know, different, any number of different procedures. So, yeah, that can certainly be part of it.
And a lot of the vacations we've talked about taking are to lifestyle resorts in Mexico, like Temptation, Desire, Hedonism, which we've never been to. But yeah, that adds up.
Yeah.
The costumes at those clubs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot. So, if you are on a budget, I mean, you can still be a swinger and be on a fucking budget.
Obviously.
But perhaps you're not going to quite have all of these experiences right off the bat. Like, it's possible to be a swinger and not spend a dime, I guess, if you have some really good friends or people to hook up with. But for the most part, yeah, I think we do spend a hefty amount to have a really good time to meet new people and make the most of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
And this fucking podcast. Bah. I'm just kidding.
No. Yeah. So, yes. I mean, obviously, there's ways, you know, to do things a little more economical than others. And obviously, depending what you're able to afford or whatever, like, you know what I mean? You don't have to do fucking everything. But just know that there's the potential to spend a lot if you want to and if you're able to, but not that you have to.
Yeah. I think we should move on to maybe another big hard truth of the lifestyle, which I know we've both been through. The potential, this, I don't know, we have two topics listed in our notes here, but I think they go together. The potential for fighting or disagreeing with your partner, and then also those jealousy, self-confidence issues. They might tie together a little bit, but I guess we can start with the, I don't know, I feel like starting with the jealousy, self-confidence issues, because been there, still there sometimes.
Absolutely.
Doesn't always go away just because you've been a swinger for about 15 fucking years.
Yep.
Yeah, there's always going to be, for our sake, another female with bigger boobs, the smaller waist, the bigger butt, the whatever.
Whatever,
Shorter than me, so I feel like a giant next to them. Yeah. Like, there's always, the grass always looks greener. Yep. For guys... Oh, we've gotten a lot of emails and questions about how guys can deal with their partner being with someone who has a bigger dick than them.
Yeah. All of it. Well, yep.
Yeah, you're going to.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, there's no set way to handle these situations, but I know I've been through the whole jealousy thing a lot in the beginning, and then still occasionally I get waves of the jealousy too. It doesn't go away for me.
No, same. Yeah. So, yeah, I know for me, I think some of the things I've been jealous about, and I'm not like, I don't say this because I'm like, so like, I'm not proud about this. I'm just fucking being honest. When Gary and I decided to sort of, I don't know, cross the line into full swap, like we had had a couple great experiences. One of that was you and Barry. So thanks for that again. Aww. But to, I guess, his credit, Gary is very often like ready to go. And I have been with play partners who need a little bit more time to be ready to go. Mm-hmm. And that is all perfectly fine. But in my case, kind of as a newbie to the situation, I was very uncomfortable with Gary already banging away on the other woman while the guy and I were still kind of getting to that point. And it was like, it was frankly really distracting for me, and like it just brought some shit up. So that was something Gary and I had to kind of talk about and work through to kind of help have better situations in the future. So again, I don't know, kind of an example also of like the awkward situation that we mentioned. It's not always going to be awkward just with some other person. It can be awkward even with your own partner. That was something that we kind of had to communicate and work on. And like some guys aren't at that pace, Gary. And like it, I don't know, just like certainly not everything that you do in the lifestyle has to be fucking synchronized. I'm not saying that by any means, but just it can kind of set up a little bit, I don't know, I guess maybe a little bit of an awkward dynamic if one pair is way ahead of another.
Yes.
So like that's something I know I have personally struggled with that Gary and I have been able to kind of communicate about and kind of find some strategies to alleviate.
And that's exactly how you should handle
that's
it.
That's what you gotta
do. As hard as it is to talk about it.
Yeah.
I've had sort of similar situations, more so in the fact that I sometimes feel left out. All right, on the forefront of things.
No, that's
so
a good
maybe
one.
When we're just meeting a couple for the first time at dinner, we're going back to their house or at a club or whatever, and I feel like Barry and the female are having like a very flirtatious conversation, mm-hmm. or maybe that female is very aggressive in the situation.
Sure.
And I'm being more standoffish with the partner because I'm just being a little bit more shy.
Yeah.
So I see a female being, like I said, aggressive with Barry, and they're getting along really great. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, well, did he forget that, like, we're here doing this together? Like, does he just go, he's very into this situation, and I'm not quite getting the same attention from that female's partner. Mm-hmm. I sometimes have those feelings of feeling left out.
Yeah.
Upon initial meetings or even secondary meetings at a club. Like, sometimes I just feel like it's not the female's fault. It's just their personality. But sometimes I take a step back and I'm like, ah, hey, don't forget about me here too.
Right.
So I don't know. It's hard to.
It is. It is absolutely difficult to kind of. So A, having like that four-way connection is super difficult, that like mm-hmm. both women are going to mesh, both men are going to mesh.
Yeah.
And then ultimately like the potential play man and woman situations are going to mesh. So that's fucking tough in the first place.
Yes.
And then yes, I absolutely agree with what you just said, because again, through no fault of his own, Gary can be a little assertive.
He's the aggressor. Yeah.
And he is often kind of like trying to get the party started.
Yeah.
Usually in a very fine way. But if like the guy that I am potentially trying to be with mm-hmm. isn't necessarily matching that energy.
Level. Yeah.
Right. Like it can just feel a little awkward, as though like where do I fit in, and how am I not here? Like, am I not attractive or desirable? Like, what the hell? Yeah, it can get sticky.
Sometimes these are fleeting thoughts. It's just the reality. Like, they come through your mind in the moment, and maybe it ends up great at the end of the night. But for that moment, you have that insecurity, which doesn't always go away.
So I guess my little takeaway quick from that would be, as a couple, like you and your primary partner, mm-hmm. I think, again, just kind of having whatever signals that you can with each other. Like, if I am feeling a little like neglected, for lack of a better word, I have ways to kind of communicate that with Gary. Like, and basically in that moment, what I'm saying to him is, you need to back off of her for a minute, because mm-hmm. I feel like fucking shit over here.
Well, yeah,
or whatever. But like, I'm just take a little dramatic breather. But you know what I mean? Like, but like, I'm trying to communicate with him, like, we need to kind of take that step back for a second, because mm-hmm. I'm not sure if they're where we are, or like, you know what I mean?
True.
But just kind of press that pause button in a nonchalant way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, having these little cues that you can use with your own partner, I think can be helpful as you encounter these different situations.
100% agree. Mic
cool.
Drop.
That might be the most valuable thing we've ever said.
No, we probably could have wrapped it up right there, but we still have a few more points. I know I said mic drop. But another thing, as far as the jealousy or potentially fighting or disagreeing with your partner mm-hmm. throughout the process of becoming a swinger, there's the whole aspect of playing with somebody new, and maybe that excitement and that thrill that you maybe try new things mm-hmm. with other partners that mm-hmm. perhaps you haven't discussed with your own partner or definitely haven't tried with your own partner yet.
Sure.
But something in the moment and the excitement, you want to go for it without talking to your partner first.
Mm.
Could be great if it's a foursome setting, or could be really fucking shitty if you're playing solo and then you come back and you're like, wait, you did what with them? We've never talked about that. We've never done that.
Yeah.
I feel like that could be a common thing. You maybe cross a boundary that you weren't prepared to because mm-hmm. you were living in the moment and maybe taking advantage of the moment, which is sort of good, but it might not benefit your own relationship with your partner.
Yeah. Yeah, I think in an ideal world, you have those conversations up front and you know what the boundaries are and everybody respects those boundaries. Mm-hmm. But yes, absolutely to your point, I think sometimes you get in the moment and it feels right and like, yeah, let's do it and let's try it.
Yeah.
But then that can maybe make your partner feel uncomfortable. But I could also hearken back to maybe a more positive experience. And I have talked about this before, but my Kenzie first DP experience was actually with Madison and Barry here in our house,
right
where
here,
we
baby.
Are right now.
Right here.
Where I just like fucking threw it out there. I was so random.
Unexpected.
And like everybody just was cool and comfortable and ran with it. And again, obviously we've known each other for years. So like that's at play as well. You know, I don't advocate doing that with somebody you just met. Certainly there's the potential that it can go either way. But again, I think it is important to have those conversations about boundaries and to try to respect those as much as possible. And if you feel like you're going to cross a boundary, just like kind of having that quick check-in. And I mean, yeah, if it's a solo experience, that's kind of a different thing. But I think crossing boundaries can lead to some of those disagreements that you might have with your partner. And again, I mean, I think the reality is that they're going to happen. Mm-hmm. As you participate in the lifestyle and you're trying new things and, you know, again, like it's just kind of like that excitement or maybe you're caught up in the moment. You're not trying to be a dick and you're not trying to hurt anyone's feelings,
no.
But you just kind of are, you know, yeah, caught up in the moment and the excitement and you just kind of go with it and go for it. But that can then maybe upset your partner. So just know that I think it's going to happen. Like, I don't know who ever avoids that.
Yeah, we always say communicate with your partner. Yeah, that's great. It might end up in a fight because you are being honest about something that happened, but at least you're having that conversation. Mm-hmm. Deal with the shit and the struggle with your partner. Get through it. Come out stronger in the end.
Yep.
It's still important you talk about it and have those hard times. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to evolve together.
Absolutely.
So you got to get through this and there will be good times. There will be more bad times in the future, but there will be more
it
good
is.
Times.
It's going to be an ebb and flow. And
it's
I
reality.
Think you need to be prepared for that. Yeah. All right, now it's a mic drop.
Yes, we're officially done with this. We are going to refill our drinks. Our takeaway, I think, of all of that life and lifestyle segment was just accepting that swinging in general will never be 100% risk-free. It will never be perfect, but there will be good times and there will be bad times. But for the most part, hopefully the good times outweigh the bad.
Yeah.
And
go with your eyes wide open.
Yes.
Try to have a good idea of what to expect and make the most of it.
Woo, yeah. All right, friends, we are back for our Going Deep segment. This episode is a sexy story from Kenzie, and I believe our notes say it's a sexy hot wife story from
it
Florida.
Is.
Oh my God. I don't know the deets of this, but I am ready. I want to feel it. Give me everything. Take it away, Kenzie.
Shit. Okay. So this story comes to you post Pod Bash of this year.
Okay.
So the individual involved is a Pod Bash alum. It has never worked out for anything to happen at any of the Pod Bashes. There's just like so much going on. It's just a fucking party. Like, it's hard to connect with everybody that you want to connect with.
Sure.
It just so happened that this year, really right after Pod Bash, I was headed back out on the road for a work conference. And I was going to be in the area where this individual lives.
Oh.
So honestly, I was at the Philly airport and I had reached out and just kind of like connecting a little bit after Pod Bash about like, oh, like, wasn't that great? And what a great time. And yay, Pod Bash. Like, I don't know, just like some of that kind of shit. And then I was like, oh, yeah, like I'm actually at the airport right now headed, I think, to your area.
Oh.
And so kind of like one thing led to another. He sort of offered like, hey, would you like some company?
Oh.
And then I was like, oh, shit, this is real. So I certainly had some conversation with Gary about like, is this like what what do you think? Would this be okay? Like, what do you, how would this work? Kind of thing.
Just in the moment, right? Not ahead of time.
Right. Yeah. Like, I was already super fucking at the airport. So Gary gave his blessing. This individual, who I will say a little bit more about in a second, his partner gave a blessing. So like all systems go. Yay. Okay. So now into the more of the details. So for the sake of this story, this individual will henceforth be known as Adam. Okay. He is married to a gorgeous brunette. She is a bit of a twerking champion at Pod Bash. He is roughly 6 feet tall, such a like super sweetheart. He's got these soulful eyes. He has a beard, in case that matters to anybody. Mm. But yeah, so all the partners, everybody was on board, had given their blessing. So we had the green light for everything. So while this was all happening, he and I had exchanged some sexy messages in between sort of making plans and making this all happen. So I said that I was excited to think about what we might be doing that night. And he said that he couldn't wait to hear the sounds I make when I come.
Oh my God.
So that was pretty hot. Not gonna lie.
And then you were instantly wet.
And I was like, okay, let's go. So like, I don't know, I guess probably fast forward a second here. So I was staying at this like hotel kind of resort thing for this conference I was at for work, is kind of how this all came about. So like we had made our plans, whatever. I met him in the hotel lobby and I had on what I hoped was kind of a cute dress. It was black and pretty low cut and polka dot. But I couldn't be totally slutty because, A, I hadn't planned on this happening when I had packed for this trip.
Oh.
And then also, like, I do know people at this conference. So, like,
oh, shit.
I wasn't going to just, like, walk around, like, completely slutted out. So, just kind of like a, you know, double whammy there. But so I was hoping I was at least looking, like, cute. So we met in the lobby. We went to just one of like the hotel kind of like bar restaurant things that was just right there and, you know, easy and convenient.
Wait, was this like your first night down there? You were just so worked up and excited. You're like, tonight I want it.
No, it was not the first night. Mm. It was my last night there, I guess.
Oh, okay.
I think I was
okay
leaving the next day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so I have like this dress on and I'm hoping I'm cute. I had a good bra on. I was like trying to perk the girls up a little bit, but I did not wear panties,
ooh,
which is like a little, I'm often a panty wearer, even though I shouldn't be. So I was like proud of myself for not wearing panties. Not that anyone ever knew or cared probably, but just in my own head, it was like exciting. And he absolutely, like, he understood the assignment. He had on, like, a fun, colorful polo shirt, nice jeans. Like, he was, you know, looked very nice, very good. So that was appreciated. So we go, we have a drink. We had one fireball shot because he does understand the podcast. So, of course, you know, we had to get that in. But honestly, it was just like a nice conversation. We chatted about how we met our spouses, then how we got into the lifestyle. The infamous, like, what's your worst lifestyle experience story? So mm-hmm. It was just fun because, again, like, I mean, I've known him for several years, really, but have never had the chance to really, like, have this kind of in-depth conversation. So
did you guys ever flirt or, like, allude to wanting to play in the past, or was this totally unexpected?
No, we did. I mean, we have kissed at various pod bashes along the way and definitely some flirting. Yeah. But nothing ever like to this level, I guess. Wow. Yeah. Okay. So we finish our drink at this little like whatever hotel bar kind of thing. And so we go back up to my room at this place. So just like a brief moment, kind of like, you know, use the restroom, freshen up, kind of, you know, just like the reality of the situation. So I kind of adjusted the lights. I put my sexy playlist on. So Adam was kind enough to bring condoms and lube since I had none of those supplies with me because I wasn't prepared for that. So we start with a few kisses. and then briefly discussed our preferences and limits.
Oh, wow.
Which I absolutely advocate for. I know that's not always like the sexiest conversation to have, but absolutely worth it. He definitely listened and delivered. Like, he paid attention. So that was amazing. Mm. So we started out, we were just making out as we stood between the two beds in this hotel room. So not long after, I was on the bed, on my back, with my little polka dot dress pushed up so that he could eat me out. And then he paused to take off his shirt, and I just, like, ripped off my dress and bra. Like, all right, naked.
Ooh.
So we're kissing again on the bed, and I reach down to get his pants and boxers off. So we're both naked now. We've crossed that hurdle. He's on his back on the bed, and I straddle him. So I'm just, like, kissing him, and then I start to trail light kisses and kind of, like, gentle, like, little nips down his chest to the promised land. So I'm sucking his balls. Ooh. I'm licking his cock for a little bit before I just, like, take it all in my mouth. He then actually instructed me to look at him.
Ooh.
So with his cock in my mouth, I look up with what I was really hoping were, like, my best sexy eyes, because I don't normally do that. I'm not, like, a huge eye contact person, but apparently if you direct me to do so, I will listen. But it was really hot, like, and it, like, looking, you know, obviously retelling and kind of looking back on this, it's kind of funny because, yeah, it's not something that I would normally do just on my own. But having someone tell me to do that was just, like, super hot. So after a little bit of a blowjob, he's, like, had enough, and it's go time. So he gets the condom on, and he says that he wants to fuck me against the window.
Ooh, oh, I love that.
Which is so fucking hot. So my room was on the 10th floor and had a great view of the pool and a golf course. So at this point, it's dark outside. But I had left the curtains open a little bit. So I face the window. I put my hands on the window, bend over, and spread my legs. So his cock slides right into my super wet pussy at this point. And he started with these insanely pleasurable, long, slow strokes.
Oh.
And I was just, like, fucking losing it. So at first, I thought, like, I could have stayed like that all fucking night. But after a while, I couldn't take it anymore. So I stop. I turn around to face him. I push him onto the bed. So he's on his back. And I hop on top. Slide right onto his cock and start grinding, as is my signature move.
Yeah, girl.
So at this point, like, it takes me all of, like, 2 seconds to come.
Oh.
And so, like, I'm coming down off of that high.
Did he like the sound you made?
I think so. I mean, he didn't,
he wanted to know.
He didn't, like, stop and say, like, oh, that was great.
He liked it. But, he liked
it. Yeah, I think it was good. So, like, I'm coming down off of, like, this orgasm. And he says, is there more where that came from?
Ooh.
And that just, like, fucking flipped some sort of switch in my little twisty head.
Uh-oh.
So I was like, okay. So I don't know, like, I pick up my pace and I start grinding on him again, and boom, orgasm number two. Total surprise, wasn't expecting to, like, be able to do that. Like, wow. I don't always do that, but yeah, just something about, like, I don't know, him, or, like, the phrasing, or, like, just,
he has power over you with something. His words.
God, it's damn hot. Yeah,
I like it.
So then just a couple other highlights in no particular order, but just, I think, to keep the sexy happening.
Yes, please.
So also a little out of my comfort zone. He picked me up and we were fucking with him standing at the edge of the bed. So my legs are wrapped around his waist. My arms are around his shoulders. My back is to the window, and to my right is a huge mirror.
Ooh.
So I don't normally love watching myself fucking, but I will admit it was pretty hot to watch us fucking in the mirror for a little bit.
Ooh.
I also don't think of myself as a tiny woman, so I get pretty self-conscious when somebody just like picks me up.
Yeah,
because I don't expect anyone to be able to like hold me for a long time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, were you comfortable in
no,
that?
No. Oh. I mean, it was enjoyable, but just like my head was getting the better of the situation, you know?
Oh, I know.
It was, yeah, it was one of those. So yeah, I mean, it was enjoyable and I liked it, but like a little bit of that was plenty for me, I guess I would say. But yeah, so that was good. So then, but I was like, okay, like we got to do something else now. So we continued with him on top for a little bit of doggy, obviously with me on all fours on the bed and him standing behind me. But during doggy, he gave me a few spanks, which I enjoyed. And then to me, it was a little funny. I don't know if anybody else will think so. But during doggy, he grabbed my hair and pulled my head back a little bit while he gave me a couple spanks. And he told me that he wouldn't go harder unless I asked for it. And I didn't ask for it. I was kind of at my limit. Like, I really enjoyed what had happened, but I was not ready. Like, I did not want to proceed with more.
That's
but
perfect.
I also appreciate, yeah. Like, you know, we like kind of laid that out there. So yeah, I really enjoyed where we were at, but wasn't ready for more. But it was nice that, again, he really understood. We had talked about those boundaries at the beginning. So I really appreciated that. And then, yeah, I mean, after that, it's kind of a blur. There were a couple water breaks throughout.
Wow.
We were both sweating, which I took as a good sign. But we ended up really just kind of relaxing on the bed for a little bit, just like a little gentle touching. This was a weeknight for what it's worth. So we kind of wrapped it up around, I don't know, probably like 11 o'clock or so. But this was probably like 4 hours total from like the time that we met.
My God.
So like, yeah, it wasn't like a wham bam kind of thing. But yeah, he grabbed a shower before he left. I think he had like an hour drive home at that point. So like, yeah. And I showered after he left and whatever. But yeah, like I like passed out. I slept like a baby. Like I was totally sated. Like I was so good. So awesome experience. Thank you, Adam, for that. Just kind of like out of the blue sort of random thing that happened to come together. So I think my takeaway message for this story is like to take the chance. We've kind of like flirted and just kissed at these different events over a 3-year period. So like there definitely was a little bit of buildup happening, but I kind of like took that little bit of a risk to ask and it happened to work out wonderfully. So just kind of that like stay open to new opportunities and that chance that you thought you missed might just be a not yet. So you never know when things will actually like come together. Like it didn't happen the first year we met or the second year we met. But like if you really want it, it'll come together eventually.
My God, that was a hot story. I didn't expect that like coming from you, to be honest.
I know. I didn't think it was going to happen.
And all the details. Fuck. I'm still playing it through. Wow.
If you can fuck against a hotel window, that's also a takeaway.
And you don't like really to be watched. Do you think that maybe you thrive off of being the submissive in situations, being like told what to do and dominated? That's your jam?
I mean, it could be. Like, I could see that as a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in my somewhat sober, rational mind, I feel like, no, that's not me at all. But I think that this story probably illustrates, like, the opposite.
Sometimes you are.
That there could be something there. So, yeah, I don't know. That could be maybe an area to explore.
And did you guys talk about playing again in the future? Or is there any interest in any sort of connections with your partners or you or anything at all just with you two again in the future?
I think so, yeah. I mean, certainly we've stayed in contact, you know, since that evening.
Okay, good.
and yes, I think there's interest in doing that again. I think bringing partners into the situation would be acceptable as well. And actually, when we were trying to plan this particular evening, for a hot second, it was kind of a question of whether he and his wife could be involved or if it was just going to be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of came down to like, I think a childcare issue. Okay. Totally understandable. But that would have been fucking amazing too, to have done what would have been an FMF. Could have been really friggin' hot too. So who knows where the future will take us. But yes, the door, the Kool-Aid man has gone through the door. So we'll see what future endeavors lie.
Kenzie's open to anything. She is ready to go. I'm proud of you. That was a super hot, sexy story.
Yeah, thanks.
And I'm proud of you for doing that. Well, on that note, I think we're going to wrap up episode 44, unfortunately. But thank you so much, all of you listeners, for joining us tonight, today. Good morning, good evening, good night, whatever day it is. Thank you for listening to us. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Please connect with us on our social media, Twitter and Instagram. I'm sorry, now it's X and Instagram.
Yeah.
At FWAT_podcast, or email us, share your stories or questions at friendswithatwist@yahoo.com. As Kenzie said in the beginning, please leave us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. If you like us, please put out the word. Share us with your friends.
And until next time, friends, get out there and find your twist.
Oh, yeah.